rolling.
What are we talking about? We're talking about, oh, Cody. Yesterday I was just playing around with her with some video, and she's my barker. Murph rarely barks. Cody's 8 years old. She's a yellow lab, and she's a squirrel. And when we moved to the cul-de-sac in the suburbs, she had lived 5.5 years in the country in the middle of 60 acres. A big fenced-in area, life was good. Moved her to this cul-de-sac, and she decided that anything that moved out front or anything that moved out back was hers to bark at. Oi. I'm like, oh, this is just dandy. Had to fix it. So, had to teach her two new cues. One is quiet, and one is time out. Now, if you're teaching your dog a time out, you need a place where you can put your dog, other than their crate, where they're safe and can't get into anything for a few seconds at a time. What works really well is a dog-proofed bathroom with a baby gate. With her, I just use my kitchen because she's got great obedience skills, and I would just tell her, time out, point toward the kitchen, and she'd go in and down until I released her. So here's the drill. What I taught her first was quiet. She'd bark. She has to breathe sometimes, so when the barking ceases for a split second, you say, quiet. If the barking continues, you say, time out. You take the dog by the collar. You put them in their time out space. You leave them there for 10, 15 seconds, no more than that, because guess what happens? If you leave them longer...
they come out on their own or tear something bark. Up.
Yeah, or they bark. Start barking again. Yeah. So 10, 15 seconds, you let your dog out of the gated area or you give them their release word. If they come out and start barking again, repeat. Quiet. Barking. Too bad. Time out. Doesn't take them long to understand that quiet means don't do the barking thing. And timeout, it's just key that you use the same words all the time. And they soon learn timeout means I get to be away from all the good stuff. And so the way the drill works at my house now is Cody starts barking. And by the way, I do not believe we should stop them from barking completely. It's their voice, and if I have an intruder, I want them to bark. So these days with my 8-year-old dog, she'll start barking. I'll say quiet. She ignores me. As I'm heading for her to put her in a timeout, she hears me coming and puts herself in a timeout. and goes, oops, I forgot, Mom. So that doesn't happen all the time, but that scenario plays out occasionally because she forgets. It's a crack-up. She knows the drill. Quiet. Oop, forgot to be quiet. Timeout.
We did that with Surya on your suggestion. Because she would sit at these windows and
talk louder.
Okay, I'll talk louder.
I got a hand signal.
Those are finger gestures. Those are different.
Children, you did it with Surya.
We did that with Surya on your suggestion. Our word is enough. Mm-hmm. So that means that's enough barking or enough of whatever you're doing.
Right.
And then time out. And we also do a T for the signal, hand signal.
Oh, I like that.
Like football, yeah. Time out.
So we would put her in the half bath in the kitchen. And so at first you told us to, just a few seconds at a time. And what was so hard not to laugh is because she would be standing at just the edge of the open doorway with her head looking, peering out over the door.
My toes aren't over the line. I swear, my toes aren't over the line.
Technically, I'm legal.
Exactly. And then she would step out a paw or two. And I would point at her, and she would walk back in and turn around, and then she'd look out again, like, can I come out, Mom?
Oh, my God,
so
that's
funny.
So it was
so hard not to laugh at her.
And that's, it is one of the problems with working with dogs, because they're clowns.
Right, exactly.
And how smart is that?
I know. Yeah. It was funny.
And people, if you don't believe dogs can think, and if you don't believe that you can verbally communicate with the dog, you just don't know dogs. Yeah. Because they get us. And they get our body language. They get all of it. And the biggest thing is, yes, they are clowns. They are here for our amusement, and we for theirs.
I was gonna say, more so us for them. Yeah. But yeah.
My human is doing what? You're
silly.
Waving your arms around. What does that mean?
And rambling.
Rambling. Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
Oh, Mercer.
Yeah, it's funny... kind of going sideways, but still along the thinking process that you're talking about, So the muffin tin game with the tennis balls, which is fantastic. The dogs love that.
Do they?
And I love it because to watch them analyze the process. It's amazing how they're, and they're so different. So two different, completely different attacks at the pan and how to get that out. Surrey goes in with surgical strike preciseness. It's ball out, treat, ball out, treat, ball out, treat. And Sparky's kind of like, well, I'll move it with my nose, push it around. Now he's got it down. He tilts it sideways with one paw and knocks the balls out like this.
Are you kidding
we're
me?
We're gonna film it.
Oh,
it's
please,
beautiful.
You have to.
It's hysterical.
That's great. And see, and that's actually why I love to film different dogs doing the same thing to see what their version is.
Right.
Because it is absolutely true, and that's what that game is about, thinking.
Yeah.
And it's just fascinating to watch him. That, I love Sparky. That's it. He's a mature dog. He figured it out his own way.
Yeah.
This is what
he's
works.
He's laying down the whole time.
Are you kidding me?
He lays down, does it?
He's like a little bit sluggish sometimes. Yeah.
Hey, he gets what he wants.
Yeah.
Well, what I found out at my house with my dogs, the reason that there's no film, although I may have to film her again, of Cody doing the muffin pan game, she is a freak for retrieving. So she lived as a search and rescue dog for 4 years. Her reward for finding anything was always either a tennis ball or a floppy frisbee. I did the game with her first. I put the and I thought she was more food driven than play driven. Oh, bam, not so much. Put the tray down. Holden Murphy, Cody goes for it. She picks the first tennis ball up and brings it over for me to throw. She is ignoring the treats completely. She can't fit more than one tennis ball in her mouth at a time, so it's like, throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. So much for the game for monster retrievers, you know? She's way more interested in playing than eating. And that's why in the video, the balls, she ended up playing with all the balls eventually. So there was saliva on all of them. And so when Murphy takes a tennis ball out of the muffin pan, lays it down, and then moves it with his nose a little bit, the scent of the treat is on there. It's been sitting on top of it, and it's absorbed a little bit because of the saliva. Mm-hmm. So he's just making sure, before he goes back for the treat in the pan, that there's nothing in or on the ball that he needs to address.
Got to be thorough. Well, that's what I started doing with Surrey specifically, because Sparky takes them all out anyway, so it's just one after another. He's methodical. But Surrey really uses her senses. So I've taken the treat, and I'll rub it on a ball and not put a treat under that, and then put a treat under another one.
Oh,
and really, and then you watch your nose go, yeah, this one's stronger, boom, treat.
Okay, so she's a scent dog.
She
oh
is.
My gosh,
it's
that's
amazing.
Fabulous. So have you done it with just one treat?
No, I've done it with two. Never gone down to one.
Sometimes, how many balls are you putting in there?
Four right now.
Okay.
Actually, I got something else to talk about with that, but four right now in a six ball pan.
Well, so do six and put a treat in only one. And I'm sure she's going to do what she's been doing. Okay, there's the strong scent there. That's very akin to how you train air scent search and rescue dogs. It's all about you learning to use their noses and where the scent is the strongest.
Yeah,
it's
it was
amazing.
Really cool. I love to watch it. We play twice a day. It's amusing for me to watch.
Mm-hmm, it is. And it's, I think if a human is willing to watch their dog do something like this and not intervene, just watch them, don't say a word, you can start learning about dog behavior.
Yeah.
And like we're saying, how dogs think and how they all, just like humans, address a problem differently.
Yeah.
It's great, man. Good stuff.
It is good stuff. The other piece, that, and actually I'm going to post something up to the other groups. We bought some tennis balls at the Dollar Tree, and they were quote-unquote pet tennis balls, but had a thing on it, not a child's toy, not for child's play, or some verbiage like that, which kind of caught me off guard, because if it's safe for the dog, it should be safe for the child and vice versa. Popped open the top, they had something on them that smelled like diesel fuel. And I'm pretty familiar with that smell. Got a diesel truck.
Oh,
you know,
mercy.
Hobby mechanic type guy out there doing stuff. I know the smell of diesel fuel. And it was an oily texture. I don't know if it was. I didn't have it analyzed. But we took the balls back to the Dollar Tree. And I talked to the manager, who, of course, kind of just blew me off. Like, well, we'll look into it.
Right.
Well, I'm saying, look, you know, China's got some issues already with poison in their gluten. If you're selling Chinese poison tennis balls too, you're going to have a lawsuit somewhere along the lines. You might want to, you know, at least alert somebody, because smell that. That's not normal. So
wow.
I would put a thing up, post a piece up to Facebook and put it in our groups and stuff, but
do, because I'll put it on my blog.
Yeah, you need to be careful, and if it doesn't smell right, or if it says it's not safe for humans,
then assume it's not safe for your dogs either.
Exactly.
Did you save the balls?
No, I took
them
back.
And the packaging? Oh, so they did take them back.
Yeah, I did save the packaging, yeah, because we just opened the top, and I said, that's not right. That's not right.
Did you take a picture?
No.
In the future, take a picture, so we can actually, if we want,
oh,
have that visual for
I
folks.
I didn't think about it.
And, if you save the paperwork, we're cool, because I want to, if once you send me some information on it, I want to see if I can track it at all. You know, the company who makes them, blah, blah, blah. And see if there's anything on my trainer's listservs about that. Because this could be a new
one. I'll go back and buy one for a buck.
Oh,
I can take it back.
That is just amazing to me. The crap that people sell.
Yeah, and I can't even imagine the dogs wanting to pick it up. The smell of it was—I mean, diesel fuel stinks,
and
it's worse than gasoline, worse than anything, and it's oily. And you're looking at this ball, and I mean, I touched it, and it's like,
ew,
yeah. What is this? It's like they were soaking in it, and they just threw them in a bag. Say, well, make the dog toys because we can't make them for the kids now. Different laws and regulations, right? I mean,
oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's consumer beware for sure with anything for your animals.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't feel right or doesn't smell right or whatever, if you just don't have a good feeling about it, take it back. Keep
and
the receipt.
If you ever run across something that you question but you're not sure what's going on with the product, get on our website.
Yeah,
and
shoot
pop us an email.
Yeah.
And we'll see what we can find out.